Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 28 November 2022. Welcome to the next program. We're so glad you're with us and glad to be back with you tonight. Had a little bit of a rough weekend with Thanksgiving. Caught some kind of little bug, but by the grace of God, I'm getting over it. It's just one of those things. Life is real, so you got to go through it sometimes. But welcome to the program tonight. We really mean you're glad. I'm glad you're with us tonight. And back to a full week this week, a little wheel of programming, and then back on the office on Thursday so nothing happens. And before I forget, I'll remind you, we are going to have Bible study this weekend. I hope you'll join us. I'm going to do a teaching this weekend on something that I've never really gotten into much depth before. And this probably won't be a senior class either, but it'll be something to start with. We're going to discuss the demonic realm, the order of Satan's kingdom. Now, let me say this, folks. God is a God of order. Satan is a God of chaos. But in his kingdom, he has an order system. We're going to discuss the four levels of order system that's mentioned in the Bible in Ephesians and tell you more about that this weekend coming up. So you might not want to miss that. You can join us if you like. If you have a computer, go to PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com. See up at the top that you see up on the top screen where it says live stream on the top right hand side. Click live stream at 10:30 a.m. Eastern time. There will be. We start off the first half hour course with testimonies, praise reports, and prayer requests. 11:30, what we all do current events, and then at 1 o'clock we go into Bible study. This one may take more than an hour, probably will, because I will get through it somewhat thoroughly and give you some names of some devils that are out there every day. Working to undermine society, undermine our lives. And folks, they're doing a great job of it. Great job of it. So don't miss this weekend, whatever you do. Now we're going to bring up our guest in a minute. We're going to bring up James McCanny. He's going to make you another deal for the end of the year, folks. This is the end of the year special on Waterfield. The reason he's doing that is this is the time of year everybody's really hurting financially. We know that. I don't do Christmas. I don't buy gifts on Christmas. I really don't. Matter of fact, this is the first year, and I remember, I didn't do a lot of buying for Thanksgiving because we just didn't have the extra funds this year. We're not hurting. We're fine. Not a lot of extra money. A lot of you folks are like that. You like to be able to get some water filters. So we're going to give a special through the month of December, through the rest of this year, on water filters that James offers. We'll talk about a whole lot more than that also. And this will be the last 3 days we offer the grab bag special, folks. DVDs and/or CDs and about 2 or 3 books delivered to your door of our Bible studies for $15. $15 will cover it all, including shipping. All you have to do to get that is call 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448 and order it online or tell Lisa what you want, a good address, and order the check or money order. We don't care. Which, excuse me, which way is fine with us. Excuse me, clear my throat, folks. I still got a little bit of that bug left in me. I'm fighting it with everything in me, and I'm doing all the natural things and vitamin D and vitamin C and other things, and it is working. I know for a fact that it does all the prevention for catching a cold, but it does lessen the symptoms as you go through it. So anyway, without any further ado, let's bring up our guest tonight. Let's bring up James McCanny. James, are you there?
Pastor, how can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine, sir. Come right on in, and let's get started in programming. We got a lot to talk about tonight. I know you want to talk about the fielders, but you want to talk about other topics also. I'm going to let you start off in whichever direction you want to go, and I'll try to follow you.
Okay. Well, first of all, to those people that happen to be living out in the central Pacific Ocean on the island of Hawaii, now this would be the big island. There are, when we could talk about the state of Hawaii, there are seven islands. But the big island, which is the capital, of course, is in Honolulu. That's on one of the smaller islands. But the big island is the southeasternmost island, and it has two. It has like five major volcanoes, two of them very active. One is Kilauea, which went off over the past number of years, destroyed a lot of housing. But there's the biggest one of all, Mauna Loa, is today just erupted. And they were expecting that for some time now because of the amount of seismic activity, earthquakes, etc., around that area. And so far they're saying it's not going to threaten housing, etc., but they're canceling flights and into some of the airports there. So, it, you know, on the one hand, they're saying no big deal. And on the other hand, the commercial, especially the airlines, are canceling flights. So something's going on. And I heard a story a number of weeks ago where there's a lot of people who now have built in an area that was actually a new lava flow as late as 1950. And there's a lot of people who have built on this area. But they were talking about if the volcano really erupts, it could have a lava flow that could get from the top of the mountain, 13,000 feet, to the ocean in 15 minutes. Now, that's moving pretty fast. And
that
so
is.
Anyway,
yes.
Of course, the local authorities are well on top of this, in warning people, and everybody is ready to like scoot, you know, grab a bag and get in the car, know where your kids are so you can pick them up and head out of Dodge to get up away from where this lava flow activity might be. But anyway, we live on a planet that's very active, and that's one of the big active areas of the Earth. There's other very active volcanic areas around the planet, northeastern Russia, the Kamchatka Peninsula, it's called, very, very active. In fact, Alaska has a lot of active volcanic activity, Aleutian Chain, and then the Northwest Pacific region of the United States, southwestern Canada, that whole range of mountains there, volcanic mountains. And of course, Mount St. Helens blew a number of years ago. There were people in New York City that were putting ash in a little vial because that's how far east that plume went. But anyway, they're not, I should say this, they're not expecting this Mauna Loa volcano right now to get much bigger. But then, of course, you know, who has a crystal ball these days? Anyway, I thought that was major news.
It is major news.
I think it was 50 years ago when the last real eruption occurred. So that would have been like 1970s.
Well, that whole island chain is just a line of volcanoes, obviously, just like the Aleutian Islands are. And the planet, and I'll just say this, is rocking and rolling more all the time. Not just the volcanoes, but earthquakes and different things are popping up everywhere. Maybe not real big ones, but you know they're getting to be so common now, James, they don't report them all. Unless they're really huge, they don't even mention them any longer. Have you noticed that?
Right, exactly. You know, there was one last January that a lot of people think is affecting our weather. In fact, we've had an early cold winter, I don't know about you, but would you estimate that we've had somewhat of an early cold winter just from
We had record-breaking cold. We had record-breaking cold about 2 weeks ago, but we had record highs right before that. But, yes, we had record-breaking cold a few weeks ago, yes, yes.
Yeah, and so anyway, this is a volcano, and it erupted, but the plume went up into the, like, the stratosphere. It's the highest measured volcanic plume in recorded history. And, of course, that
wow.
doesn't mean that, you know, previously there weren't any bigger ones. But they're saying that that is causing enough cooling to give us a much cooler winter and potentially summers, which could change the crops. In other words, it would be, you know, it'd be harder to grow crops.
Sure.
The traditional crops. And so anyway, we live on this active planet. And I think people sometimes get lulled into this belief that, oh, it's going to go on forever and nothing's, you know, nothing big is going to happen. When in fact, we know throughout history, even within the last number of hundreds of years, there have been epochs where the Earth has really cooled down. And the reason I'm bringing this up, because we have a contingency of people on the planet who are trying to do everything because they believe the planet is going to warm up.
Yes.
But being a scientist, physicist, and somebody who's very involved in all of this science, in fact, I'm actively working in programs to sequester CO2. So it's something that it's part of my science work. But it may turn out to be not that great an idea. I think the goal and what everybody is trying to get at, and this is my personal goal, is to stop using what they call fossil fuels, coal and petroleum, etc., and also nuclear. So I'm even though I have a degree, and my physics degree is in nuclear and solid state physics, I'm against nuclear power in terms of generating electricity. It's a very bad, very bad technology. But anyway, all of these things go together because, like I say, there are people that think that the world is warming up and it's uncontrollable, and they look at one little factor and don't consider the bigger picture.
That's very
true. Because the sun is constantly changing, etc. But we live in this, this assumption that one of the assumptions of the climate change people is that it's been constant for like thousands and thousands of years. And that's simply just not true.
No.
It's gone up. It's gone down. When the dinosaurs were around, it was a tropical jungle. The whole planet was, you know, there was no north and south ice cap at the poles. Tremendous steaming hot jungle with tremendous amounts of growth. Can you imagine how much vegetation you would need to feed thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands of these big dinosaurs? You
oh,
know,
yes.
I mean, the Earth has been has changed many times, is my point. So anyway,
as near back as the 60s, I remember in school they were talking about the next ice age. Now, I am not a believer in what we call fossil fuels at all, and I won't get into that tonight. But the problem is, even the Bible talked about time before the earth was destroyed the first time. Life was protected on earth, and things grew to monstrous sizes until, you know, God started judging the earth and let things and held things back and let things come through. But there's nothing new. In my lifetime, I watched cold times come for 4 or 5 years and hot times come 4 or 5 years. This ain't anything new, is it? It comes in cycles, doesn't it?
Right. It's cyclic, and I don't think in terms of science where we can put a meter on something and measure it and then predict things, we really don't know where things are going to go.
No, we don't.
I mean, we don't have the scientific capability. And so the people who sit in their little ivory towers and predict global warming and economic trends, et cetera, based on their little theory of the climate, are myopic. Myopic means you're looking through little focused lenses on one thing and you don't see anything else around you. And, you know, it unfortunately has great impacts on daily life.
Sure.
They use it to control water. They can use it to control countries. You know, the governments are bound up in this. You know, the current government in the United States is spending trillions of dollars on something that simply won't work, and in terms of alternative energy, and without a proper weaning off of the energy sources that we use today. So
well,
anyway,
it's another way of taxing the people, getting trillions of dollars off the people for their own good, mind you, and yet controlling them even more with the new laws that pass. It's more control and more money. It's all about that. It has been ever since government has started ruling the earth, been by controlling people and raising money. Greed is what runs governments as a whole. Always has been, and that isn't going to change. But we've been hoaxed into so many things, including the COVID hoax, that we just about shut down the world's economy. Things are changing in our lifetime, James, in the last 5 years, 4 years, or even 3 years, more than we would dream possible even 20 years ago.
Exactly. Yeah, it's and they're using these talking points. You know, and this is something also with the youth of today. They're so easily controlled. You know, they say this stuff and they learn this in school and they come out and they're not able to objectively reason. And, of course, I think probably all of us are guilty of that. Because when you're young, somebody is an adult,
yeah,
they're telling you something, you believe them.
Sure.
I mean, they're educated, you're not, you're trying to learn. And so the tendency is to trust these people and believe them. But the problem is, if these people are all wet and don't know what they're talking about and spreading just BS, and you can describe it in no uncertain terms as BS.
They were trained in the same. They were trained in the same public school system we were, only to a greater degree. They went to college to learn less, to be brainwashed more. Unfortunately, they actually believe it. The ones that started don't believe it, but they knew what they were doing. They got the people hooked on these lies so they could, again, control them and fleece them. That's what it boils down to again.
Yeah, it comes down to control.
It does.
People get into government, and then they, you know, and these certain people kind of revolve around government. You know, a lot of them have never, ever lived in the real world or had what you might call a real job. They've certainly never run a business. You take like a guy like Obama. He's been in, politics, things like that. He was a lawyer for a little while, supposedly. But, I mean, he's never really done anything to have a handle on how normal people live. And they take them off and they put them up on this pedestal. They don't have a clue. You know, it's like they're still in sociology class 101 and think they can, you know, mold the world according to their concepts. And it turns out to be strange. I always talk about, it's like somebody that, say, doesn't know anything about a car. They open up the hood and they go, well, I think this wire should go over there, and I don't like the color of this wire, so I'm just going to take it out. And I don't know what that thing over there does, and that tube, put it over here. That's what they're doing. They're changing things, and they have no idea what they're doing.
That's true.
But they think they're smart, and they got the control. And that's what's going on today. So we end up having this giant mess.
Obviously, you're seeing, especially America, taken down to her knees to a third world nation, if not worse. We're seeing it happen. It started out gradually, James. It started out, and I've written a few little books. One of the books I've written was entitled The 50s, The Last Decade of Innocence. In the 60s, America started coming unraveled with drugs, sex, and rock and roll and all that. It moved into transgender clothing. You know, they changed clothes, what they call unisex clothing. Long hair on men, short hair on girls. Next thing we see what we're doing today. It took a few years, about 50 years, to get in where we are now. But here we are. And the people that sit back and watch it happen, I watched it happen. I didn't understand at the time to understand how spiritual it really was. And although I spoke against it, I didn't quite comprehend what was behind it. What is spiritual powers that people can't see, but they see the results of it. We watch this nation been taken down bit by bit, morally, economically, every way possible. America is being unraveled before our eyes. The very fiber of society is being taken apart and dismantled. So we no longer have a true society. We have a chaotic state of something, but I wouldn't call it society. It's a chaotic, maybe right. A chaotic state of some kind of existence, but it's not America any longer, is it?
No, and there's many subtle techniques, like renaming things to make it sound okay. For example, there's a new term that is coming out. The old term is pedophilia, where throughout history, it has been basically you protect the kids and you don't allow adults to do anything to them because they're minors, you know, and you have even a term that's called age of reason, which means they've at least learned enough in this world to make decisions on their own. It's like the first time they're getting out of the nest, and that doesn't mean they're making good decisions. It just means that they're, you know, they've gotten up to a certain point. But there's now what they're calling pedophilia is MAP, minor attracted person, making it sound like, oh, they're just attracted to these young people, and, you know, making it sound like it's just really all these really nice people. You know, and what it is changing what was previously demonic and trying to make it into something
sure.
that sounds really good.
Well, they're trying to say they can't help it. That's just the way they were made, just like the way sodomites and lesbians were made that way. They can't help it. Just like somebody being a transgender, a pervert, a drag queen. They can't help it. Yes, they can help it, just like a murderer can help being a murderer, or a adulterer can help being an adulterer, or a thief can help being a thief. It's all the same thing, folks. It's criminal in the eyes of God. It's a crime against nature, and nature's God. It should be punished that way, even to the point of death penalty. But that's not been that way because we no longer can judge people with that. How dare we? Would you believe the other day I just read that the state lotteries are now called racist? Yeah, state lotteries.
It's an attack on anything. In terms of terminology.
By the way, monkeypox had to change its name because it's racist also. It's no longer monkeypox, it's mpox. That's where we are.
Yeah. I think that we should start using terms and reverse this trend. For example, people that think that they can have an operation and become a woman or a man is beyond absurd. If I cut my hand off and I sewed on a monkey hand, does that make me a monkey? You know, this is the point people are at. The logic just is so bizarre.
Well, it's simple. If I paint my face black, does that make me a black man?
Right.
Same analogy.
It's the same thing.
Yes.
Yeah, it does not change who you are. And so I think we should start using the term and changing this and take back things like, for example, a rainbow. A rainbow
yes.
is a physical thing up in the sky that has, because of the refraction of sunlight in raindrops, little small raindrops, you get a rainbow. That's what it is. It should not be sequestered by someone to mean something else. Does that mean, do they mean then if you go back to the Judy Garland song, Somewhere Over the Rainbow, that, okay, now all of a sudden that has meaning based on how people are interpreting rainbows today? You know, it just, the English language is flexible. So if people want to create new terms, they can, but don't take old terms and then change them to something that has nothing to do with what they
well,
are.
Well, it's like using the word gay to mean homosexual or sodomite. It's not even close to that. The word gay means happy.
It
means. That's why when somebody uses the word gay to describe perverts, I straighten them up right on the air because it's not right. That's not what that word means.
Right. And so what I think we should start doing is take back the English language and call human mutilation what it is. It's human mutilation.
Yes.
And if somebody thinks that that's making them something else, then call it out for what it is. One of the issues here is they're starting to encroach on young people as young as 10 years old, some younger, doing human mutilation, making them believe that boys are girls and girls are boys, and so that they should have an operation. And there's some school systems or states that say, well, the parents don't have any right to know about this. That they can do this through the school system, and the parents don't have a right to know. So that's the level it's getting to, but there are people who are finally calling this out and saying, no, this is the pendulum is swinging back the other way. And, you know, what's interesting is when you call out the people that are doing this and expose them publicly, then they go away, like the cockroaches when you turn on the lights. You know, and the cockroaches all run under the counter.
Right.
That's what they're like, because they're out there kind of in groups, and as long as they're invisible and as long as nobody knows who they are, or doctors that are making $40,000 or $50,000 on one of these operations, as soon as you shine the light on them, they go away, like the cockroaches in a dirty kitchen when you turn the light on. It's the same thing, and so I think that's a great analogy. But call it human mutilation. That's what it is.
It truly is. And I don't care if you had everything changed around, everything cut off, and you were transformed into a man, to a beautiful-looking woman, you're still male. You cannot change the DNA or what you are. You can't change it. Vice versa, the same way. You can't change it, folks. Let's, as Christians, quit trying to pacify these people. Let's call them what they are. Tell them what you're doing and not be ashamed of it. Folks, it's not for you and I, but our children, grandchildren, are being reared in society where everything is right that was right is now wrong and vice versa. And it's our fault. It's not the children's fault. No, it's not. It's our fault. It's our parents' fault. But I can't talk for mom and dad. They're going. But I no longer will be Mr. Nicey Nice when it comes to some kind of sexual deviant trying to take over my country or my family. I won't tolerate it. It makes them mad, it makes them mad. I don't care. See, folks, I'd rather make them mad if they made you change your mind and come to Christ. I would appease them and send them into hell. Now, if you say you love them, tell them they're wrong. If you hate them, tell them they're right and send them to hell. But don't tell me how much you love Christ when you deny him before men because you don't hurt somebody's feelings. They crucified our Savior because he hurt people's feelings. Well, guess what? If today's society, if you're not making somebody bad at you, you're not doing anything. So grow up in Christ, take a stand, pull up your big girl panties, and make a difference. Back at the break, folks, a lot more talk about and phone call next half hour, as always, at 844-769-2944.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen man.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Many experts and prophets say the great food shortage is coming in a few months. Most long-term food storage companies charge $9,000 to $10,000 for one person for 1 year. Joseph Kitchen does it not for half that price or a third that price, but go to Joseph Kitchen and get long-term emergency food for about $1,000 per person per year. We'll show you how to take the wheat, like in the days of Joseph the Pharaoh, grind it in 30 seconds, put it into a bread machine, push a button, 2 hours, 20 minutes later, you have a nice, hot, nutritious loaf of whole wheat bread. It'll cut your food costs, and many say it's very delicious and nutritious. There is not one food a human can live on, but whole wheat bread may be the closest. If you go to Joseph's Kitchen, use the promo code BUTCH, you'll get a $50 discount, and it helps call to decision. That's Joseph's Kitchen, promo code BUTCH, for a $50 discount on what might be the cheapest and maybe the best thing to eat. JosephKitchen.com, promo code BUTCH.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, or furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nemana Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nemana a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All right, folks, we are back. The lines are open at 844-769-2944. I would tell you what we were talking about during the break there, but you don't believe me anyway, so I won't tell you right now. But anyway, we'll get back to other topics because there's a lot more to talk about. And I want to talk about the spatial tonight. If you receive our email blast, you'll receive this email blast about the spatial also there. You'll get it. It'll be in this month's magazine, too, hopefully. You'll be ready to go out in that, too, unless I missed a day sometime. But we're going to offer you a different spatial this month. I didn't ask James what it was. He wouldn't give something really special because it is the end of the year. And money is tight for people. And, folks, I know that. I know the news has been telling you that shopping malls are full. They're backed up around the corners. Well, maybe that's true in some areas. But I've been getting information from people, first-hand information from different news channels across country. And nobody, hardly anybody's in the mall. I know what, maybe there are some people that are just backed up everywhere. I know New Jersey, a couple places I heard from today, there was no, very few in the mall at all. The people, the store employees and Toys R Us are out passing flyers to people trying to get them into the store. Now, this is what's really happened in some places. So money is tight. And I'll just try this and move on. They just killed another 1.8 million chickens in Nebraska for them. Because of bird flu. So far in this country this year, folks, because of the bird flu, and of course they've burnt down food factories. They really have. I mean, they burn them down. Let's just face it. They burn them down. They destroyed factories that process the food. Last time I counted, I had was like 130-something in the last year and a half. That's not a coincidence. But they murdered 50 million birds. Meat birds and egg birds. And right now in Walmart, right here in good old Summersville, West Virginia, I don't shop Walmart. I ain't been Walmart for years, don't tend to be. But James, I gave a couple a little bit of money to go get some Thanksgiving dinner. They haven't enough money to buy Thanksgiving dinner, so I thought, well, I'll give them a little money to buy them a small turkey and something to eat. They called me from Walmart, wanted to know where I'll buy my eggs from as a local farmer. I get fresh eggs, $1.25 a dozen. Fresh milk right out of the cow, 250 gallon. And fresh homemade butter is so good at $2.50 a pound. Really a good deal. And they said that the eggs here in Walmart are almost $5 a dozen. That's almost 50 cents an egg. That's, folks, wow. They're destroying our food sources now because they linked up all the world with other countries to get certain parts, certain items going to different foods we produce here. Well, yeah, we put some food together. We get different things from different sources. The sources are drying up. We can't bring up. We can no longer manufacture the food. See, that's called outsourcing. That's called global trade. And if somebody in the country doesn't like you, they cut off your food, you're stuck. China makes 80% of our medicine. 80% of our medicine is made in China. In Canada, they're talking about euthanasia on people that are sick, they're in pain because they can't get medicine for them. Now they're talking about children in Canada being put to death because they can't get medicine for them. It's coming to America also. They're running out of medicine now. It's been on the news this evening. They're running out of medicine because of all these viruses and stuff going around. They're running out of medicine to give children and can't take care of them. China produces our medicine. China supposedly is locked down for COVID, so they are not manufacturing medicine. So we quit making ourselves. Now we're going to suffer for it. We quit making our cars, so now we're suffering for it. Folks, whenever you trust anyone else to feed you, you are not a free individual. You're not a free society. When you cannot take care of yourself, you depend on somebody else, that person is, if they decide they don't like you any longer, they control your life. Take it, like it, I don't care. I'm telling the truth. Does that make sense to you, James?
Oh, I just agree 100%. This is you can just see it. It's been going on for a number of years, and it's getting worse and worse. And, you know, we're heading into winter. And, you know, then you add into it the possibility of some kind of cooling period, maybe for a couple of years or something like that, where they're talking like next year that Ukraine is not planting winter wheat. And they're one of the biggest sources of wheat on the planet. You're talking about Argentina and other major countries that produce grains cutting back also. So, no, it's getting to the point where, you know, that you wonder who's driving this ship. And, you know, you have all these people working based on really bad assumptions like global climate change, et cetera. And, you know, the impact on people's lives when you get down to things like just basic things like water and food or heating.
Sure.
You know, the people in Europe now don't have a way to heat their houses. So, you know, it's going to get serious here very soon, much worse in Europe than it is here.
Well, you remember not too many years ago, we talked about New World Order. Everyone called us conspiracy theorists. They called us radicals. They called us nuts. It's been not that long ago, 15, 20 years ago, we talked about New World Order. Oh, that's a bunch of bull. That ain't going to happen. Well, now it's mainstream. You go online and find the heads of the world elite talking about a New World Order. And, oh, yes, you can, folks. And now they're coming out in mainstream talking about the cashless society. They're coming out in mainstream talking about a cashless society. We have to go to a digital blockchain way to make to take care of money, to handle people's purchases, and know what you're buying at all times. Folks, this has been openly discussed now in the world powers. Now, before people will fall into this voluntarily, they got to be scared. Just like back during the so-called Great Depression, when you manufactured the Depression back in the 20s and early 30s, before they could bring in Social Security and more control for the government, they had to scare people. Trust in Roosevelt. He said he put chicken in a pot and car in a garage. And he did, but he did it at our expense. He started the WPA, Working People of America program, which is another word for working welfare. But the people fell in line with it because they were scared and they were hungry. You see, scared, hungry people will follow rules everywhere. That's how the beast system works. The beast system is a commercial system. It's commercial, my friends, totally commercial. You can't buy or sell without whatever that we're going to say that mark is. And people that are scared and hungry and have children going hungry, they'll take whatever they have to feed their family. And you say, well, that's not fair. Hey, I didn't make the rules. I just work here. I'm just warning this how it works. Fear is a great motivator. Satan drives people by fear. Christ leads people by faith. If we're driven by fear, then we're not walking by faith. So that's how many beings are going to be damned right into the beast system. And already are. We already are. Most of us depend on some kind of government subsidy or check to feed ourselves right now. Most of us do. So they tax us to get more funds from us. The money they take from us doesn't even go to help feed anybody. It's just spent wastefully by the trillions of dollars. They admit to $32 trillion in debt. We know it's much higher than that. And now Biden just signed a law. They call it the Inflation Act or whatever. In that, James, was a wording to cut back on Medicare for adults and raise the prices, premiums for adults, old people, Medicare, and Medicaid. This is all fact, folks. They're cutting back on what we get to live on after you are 50 years to pay for it. But you see, Jeremiah 17:5, cursed be the man that puts his trust in man, that makes flesh his arm, whose heart departed from the Lord. We put our trust in man instead of God. And here we sit today with sodomites, lesbians, and sexual deviants teaching children in public school system. And you sit back and watch a ball game. And the church goes to church and waits for the rapture. Oh, yeah. And one more thing, we'll get to the fielders. The Russian Duma just passed another law, James. Now, you know, do you remember when Russia was called the evil empire? You remember that? They were always the bad guys?
Right.
Okay? And I'm not saying they weren't. But the Russian Duma just passed another law banning LGBT propaganda among all ages. If they teach it anywhere to any age children, they can be arrested and fined and put in jail for it. And America applauds them. America's having trouble right now in Iran because they want to fly the sodomite collars, and they don't want it over there. Russia had become a nation that's far more righteous in their works than America even thinks about being any longer. And we think God's is going to judge Russia and not us. No, folks, let's not be fools. Let's not be fools, okay? Let's put the collar where it belongs on this. We are no longer the white hats riding the white horse. Haven't been for a long time. It's just getting a whole lot worse. This America today. Now, James, before I get started ranting and start preaching or something, I want you to tell the folks what you have for them in the way of a special this for the rest of this year.
Thank you. Yeah, and this has to deal with my company, the JMCC Water Filters. And Pastor has been selling these for a while now, and they fit into the gravity water filters. They're replacement filter elements, and they come in a 4-pack or a 10-pack. The regular price is $189 for a 4-pack and $399 for a 10-pack. And what we have is a 15% discount. And so that means
that's 5% more than the last time. That's good. Yeah, that's 5% more. Go ahead. Okay.
And so the 4-pack is now $160, and the 10-pack is $339. And it includes shipping. So you get free shipping to your doorstep. And if you want, you can designate another address to send these to. If you want to buy them as a gift for somebody, we'll send them to, so you don't, we don't have double shipping. We ship to you, and then you'd have to ship to somebody else. No, we'll ship right to that person if you want. So just give the address when you want. And then also sometimes people ask for the containers, those stainless steel containers, and we don't get those anymore. They're too difficult to get in stock. So what we have is it's called a make-your-own filter, where we have directions, show you how to go out and purchase food-grade plastic containers, drill a couple holes in them, and then we sell a package that it's a stainless steel spigot, plus then the same 4 or 10 pack of gravity filters, and it's just an extra $20 for that spigot. It's a beautiful stainless steel, last-forever spigot. And you can very easily make your own. You can make it a few gallons or 5 gallons or 20 gallons if you want. So anyway, those are the specials. But when you call in, Pastor Butch will have this information also. So I won't repeat it. But 15% off up until December 31st. And, this is because we're trying to get these into the hands of people and get you a gift that really is worth something. I mean, clean water is very important, and I believe that. That's why I'm in the business and have the best water filter products going. They're the most the modern technology, et cetera.
The four pack with 15% off of me, how much again?
$160.
And the 10-pack.
The 10-pack is $339.
Okay. And that, of course, if you want the spigot, it's $20 extra for the spigot kit. Okay.
An extra $20 for the spigot. Yeah. Okay. And I sent you an email with these details. But, so it's 15% off the regular price until December 31st. And just help people get that in the kitchen so they have clean water.
Now, folks, I'll try to remember now instead of a knife, I can remember it. But if I don't, please try to hang on to your thoughts. If you're going to get filters for yourself, replacement filters, do it now. If you'll make your own kit, you'll see instructions. I do that for nothing. You can see you pick up $20 extra to do that. But for your own sake, please, please make sure you have clean water. Please. Storable food you can get for new manna. But clean water, folks, you can't live very long without clean water. You truly can't. So think about that. And that's very, very important. And before we go to a phone call here, tell us very quickly, how efficient are the filters compared to, say, to other filters like Pure or Berkey? And how long will they last? And are they clean? And we'll give us an answer about that real quick.
Okay, well, in terms of how long they last, we rate them at 1,000 gallons. If you're just taking sediment out or something like that or bacteria, they'll last a lot longer. In terms of being cleanable, what we've learned is that if you have sediment in your water and they get plugged up, you just turn them upside down and put it in either Coca-Cola or beer, oddly enough, and that fizzing action will clean them up. And then you can just go back and use them. Or some other kind of carbonated drink will also do that. So that's a way of cleaning them. What we found out. And as far as how long they last, about 1,000 gallons per filter element. But I always tell people, don't throw them away. Save them. Dry them out and save them for a rainy day because they're going to still work, not 100% like when they were new, but they'll still work. And if you don't have anything else, they're certainly going to be better than, a lot better than nothing. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was just going to mention what I did a number of years ago is I went out and I just gathered together all the latest technology So a lot of the, what you might call competition, are still using 10 or 20 year old technology. So these.
Did we lose him? I don't hear him. Did we lose him, Todd? I don't know if he's still there or not. Todd, you hear? We lost him? Okay. All right, call him back if you don't mind. All right, while we're waiting for him to call back in, let's go to Mick in New Mexico. Mick, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Butch.
Yes, sir.
Now, you go subject weather. That's not normal weather.
No, it's not normal weather.
That's all geoengineering is all it is.
Yeah, well, that's what we covered last time in Bible study, and I thought that he did a great job on that, explaining that. And I forgot his name already, but Whittington did. Yeah, he did a great job explaining that, very clearly explained that, yes.
Yeah, yes. I remember one time I seen this guy was flying an airplane in a thunderstorm.
Uh-huh.
And I said, what the heck is this yo-yo doing? Until I realized, oh, okay. He was using a harp in that thing to nullify the weather.
It's amazing what they can do now, and people have no idea. And it seems like most people just don't want to learn it. That's the sad part, Mick. I hate the jumps quick, or not. Go ahead, do it. Someone say something else, go ahead.
Oh, that'd be it.
All right, thanks, call, Mick. Appreciate it. Do we have James back yet? Okay.
Yes.
We do. Okay, James. I'm sorry, lost right there. So your technology is up to date, others are up 20 years behind. So, folks, again, you call us at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448 and tell Lisa what you want. Or you write to us the check and money order, either one, for the four filter pack, 50% off, four of them is $160. And for the 10 pack is $339. If you'll make your own gravity fed filter, they'll send you the information how to do that, along with the spigot to make it with, for $20 extra. Just add $20 to whatever you want, it'd be $180 or $359, whatever you want to do. Order it and tell Lisa which one you want. Use a credit card, debit card, or write to us and tell us what you want. We'll get more for you, and it takes generally about 2 weeks to get them to you. So if you want to send them for a gift, what a great gift. What a great gift to give somebody clean water for years to come. Think about it, and don't put it off very long. Go ahead. Say what you want to, James.
Yeah, just also, they're in stock. We always have a big stock and ready to ship. So we ship out the next day or within a day or two, and then also, remember, it's pre-shipping. So they arrive at your doorstep at no cost. It's less work than going down to a store. And by the way, you cannot get these in stores. There's no way to buy these in a store. This is the only place you're going to get them.
Wow. Well, folks, that's it. We want to bring on tonight. We'll have one more time next month to talk about this. Next month being the last month of 2022, 2023, I think, will be a very interesting year. I think the rest of this winter is going to be a very interesting winter. Prepare yourself for what's coming spiritually first, folks. Let's not be naive. Let's not be willfully blinded. Let's not be afraid to speak the truth. Let's not be ashamed of Christ, all right? Prepare yourself spiritually, mentally, and now physically for what's coming. Don't put it off. You listen to this program on shortwave, where shortwave is paid for by Melanie Seastrom, discount gold and silver, 800-375-4188. Help you pair maybe something with something you can at least barter and trade because it's of value. Folks, your paper dollar bill and your paper assets are going to go away into nothing. You make up your own mind what you want to do. You want to play the devil's game or do what Christ says right? Prepare for the future. It's up to you. You have to make your own decision. I can't make them for you. We offer the best we can trying to help you through this. And James, I want to thank you for taking time to put this space together for us. I know you just did a few months ago with 10% off, but to come up with this at the last part of the year is such a generous offer to everybody. Thank you for doing that.
Well, yeah, that's okay, but the reality is that people really need some help. And
I talk to these
people on the phone sometimes. You know, they have a question or something, and I end up talking to them. And I'm my goodness, these people are hurting. You know, and they need clean water. I think that's, it's not just for people with a lot of money. And this is a way to have clean water in the kitchen, one of those essential things. And just think, there, you know, probably two-thirds of the world do not have access to clean water. What a tragedy with all the money that's spent on war and sending money to Ukraine and building up war supplies.
Yes.
And people don't have clean water. People don't even have the most basic thing in your life, clean water.
Well,
and
a quick question. Somebody wants to send these out of country. Is that possible?
Somebody wants to send these out of country.
They have somebody overseas you want to send something to. Is that possible?
We're shipping now to Canada. So your listeners up in Canada, we've shipped some to Canada successfully. For a while we couldn't. It was a big mess, and now we're successfully getting them into Canada. But
is that also free shipping? Is that also free shipping?
No. Then it'll cost for the 4-pack, it's another like $35. And for the 10-pack, it's probably another $50. That's estimate. But okay. We can ship to Canada.
Okay.
And then, of course, they might have customs there to pay extra also. But we can ship to Canada.
Folks, we're doing the best we can to help in any way possible. And I hope you'll take advantage of this while you can. 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Tell Lisa you want to get special on the filters. You already got the prices. $160 for the 4-pack, $339 for the 10-pack. Extra, if you want to spigot with it, $20 extra. The ship to Canada, add $35 shipping for the 4-pack and $50 for the 10-pack. That'll be somewhere in the ballpark, okay? Maybe a little bit more. I don't know that. That's a guess. But get them while you can, and don't wait.
If that's what people can send in, then do that, and we'll make up the rest.
Okay. That's fair enough. Gosh, that's fair enough.
Yeah, that'll work. We can just leave that as a standard amount, and we'll work with that.
Okay. All right, folks, I think we covered about everything we can cover tonight on this. I hope you take advantage of this while you can. And Jane McCanny, thank you so much for being there for us. I'll be back in touch with you again before the next month's over to discuss this a little more.
Okay, Pastor. Well, thank you for having me also. It's really good to talk to your audience and my advice to people is, first of all, get your kids out of public school. If they're in a public school or something, get them out of school. And homeschool, it's going to be tough, but I think that's
their
when
souls
people
are worth
start
it.
Realizing.
Their souls are worth it.
Oh,
their
yeah.
souls are worth it.
That's right. Okay, brother, that's
God bless you. Talk to you soon.
Thank you
so much.
Yep.
And, folks, thanks for joining us. Tomorrow night we're going to have Larry Paddle talk about what they're sneaking in behind the doors, all that stuff going on in the way of guns. Well, folks, they're going to clamp down next month like you're not going to believe. So join us tomorrow night. If you can help us financially, we do need some help. This year is always slow. This has been extra slow. Help us, please, if you can. We love you a bunch. See you tomorrow night. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.